The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And yes, it is Tuesday, even though it seems like Monday as we start our week after Labor Day. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday morning, you know, we visit a few minutes with Congressman William Timmons. Welcome in, Congressman. And it does seem like Monday today, does it not?
Joey, great to be with you. Good morning. And yes, it does. It does. It was a nice long weekend, but it's time to get back to work.
Get back to work for sure. Let's talk for a minute. Of course, all eyes are on this devastating Hurricane Dorian. Let's talk for a minute. I saw yesterday a couple of news conferences, of course, down on the coast of South Carolina in Charleston, and I saw your colleague Joe Cunningham, you know, speaking at this news conference and talking about what the federal government's role is. Tell us, you know, from your standpoint, and you know, what type of phone calls and contacts does a congressional office get in an event like this?
Well, the governor is the lead for the state of South Carolina. He has a great relationship with the president, and our job is to make sure that the federal government gives all resources to the governor, which luckily we don't have to do much because the governor and the president have a very close relationship, and the president has already done everything that he can to help the governor. And I think the governor has been very rightfully cautious. The evacuation orders are appropriate. We cannot predict the path of the storm. It's just been tragic to see it sitting on top of the Bahamas and just pounding them. I just hope that it goes out in the middle of the ocean and goes away.
Well, and that's what we all can just hope and pray for, Congressman Timmons. You know, again, there's so many unknowns now as it just seems to be hovering there, and it's going to, you know, it looks as though, based on some of the information we received this morning, that it is starting its movement north. Now it's just a matter of watching, you know, does it go out into the Atlantic, or does it kind of hover that coastline up Florida into Georgia and the Carolinas, and that is yet to be seen, but we'll continue to watch it throughout this week. And if it does, and if there is some of the horrific damage that could possibly take place, then I know that, you know, all levels of government will be there ready to help.
That's exactly right, and we just got to pray it stays as far away from the coast as possible. And it's been good to see that it's dropped from a Category 5 to 4 to 3, and hopefully it keeps going down. And but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We got tropical storm. Just the amount of rainfall that could still hit South Carolina creates major flooding concerns, and we just need to be ready.
Yep, exactly right. Congressman William Timmons with me this morning for our Tuesday with Timmons. Let's talk for a minute. Last week, you were on a panel, the USMCA panel. Of course, you know, still had a wonderful visit with the vice president last week. Talk with us a minute about, well, first of all, tell us what USMCA stands for.
USMCA is the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. And what it is the new NAFTA. It's NAFTA 2.0. No matter how you look at it, it is better than NAFTA. And that's the whole point. It is renegotiating an archaic agreement, and you can have a lot of different perspectives about whether you like NAFTA or not, but this is definitely better. And we are moving in the right direction, and we need to pass it, and we need to make sure that the United States is able to compete on an even playing field, and this is the first step in that direction.
So, Congressman, tell us, let's be specific. How would that possibly affect those of us in the 4th Congressional District?
Well, so there's a lot of different rules surrounding what can and cannot be made in Mexico versus Canada versus the United States, and the ways in which you're forced to compete. So one thing, USMCA requires a $16 minimum wage in Mexico for vehicles being imported in the United States. And that's huge because it'll allow the United States to really bring back some jobs that fled the country for lower wage areas. It's a big step in the right direction. There's also requirements for the percentage of items that are made in the United States to receive preferential treatment as it relates to tariffs and other requirements. So increasing the percentages of the components of the final manufactured good will also, again, bring back more jobs because people will have to invest in additional manufacturing capacity in the United States.
Sure, sure. And what's the next step?
Well, we got to vote on it in the House. The I hope that we vote on it as quickly as possible. It'll likely be, you know, late September, mid-October. And once we vote on it in the House, we've had the votes for months. I'd say we probably have 300 votes. It is a bipartisan endeavor. The only problem is politics. The president will be able to say that he has accomplished something, and the Democrats do not want to give him that political win. So the only thing in the way of this is politics. I do think that we will overcome it. And then, you know, it'll pass the House. It'll pass the Senate. The president will sign it. He will talk about how he's making America great again and how the economy is going to really start booming here in the next quarter. And then he's going to turn all of his attention to China. And that's going to be the biggest challenge he faces. And it's going to be good to get this off of his plate and just focus on China because it needs all of his attention.
Sure. So if I'm understanding you correctly, Congressman William Timmons with me this morning, if I'm understanding you, it's not necessarily the idea that there are Democrats out there who oppose this. They primarily oppose it because it could be another win for the president.
That is correct. You know, there's one or two places that they argue could be better, but everything can always be better, and we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, and this is not good, it's great. So we need to get this passed, and, you know, Canada wants it, Mexico wants it, the United States wants it. We can't let politics get in the way of it.
Sure. Yeah, we're getting some text messages on our Big Rock text line. Joe in Hendersonville says everyone should call Democrats in Congress and demand USMCA. So we'll do that. Joe, you be the first. All right, Congressman Timmons, one last thing here real quick before I let you go today. Last week, the RNC had a tour, and they're doing this throughout the Carolinas, as I understand it. You are part of this. Obviously, in August of next year, actually, the Republican National Committee comes to Charlotte, North Carolina, where we will be renominating Donald Trump. And there's a need for a lot of volunteers. There's going to be opportunity for people in the 4th District in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina to be volunteers, right?
There is, and we need volunteers desperately. 50,000 people are going to descend on Charlotte, and it is going to be such an economic impact for the upstate. We need 8,000 volunteers. They're estimating $200 million will be spent on this endeavor. So wow. It's going to be fantastic for Greenville, for Spartanburg, for Rock Hill, for Fort Mill. And, you know, we just need to be ready. We need to make sure that we are welcoming and that we are just appreciative of this opportunity to host what is going to be an important moment in American history, renominating the president to keep our country on the right track.
Sure.
And the positive message that conservative values and policies offer for the future of our country. It really is a great opportunity, and I'm just thrilled it's so close to home.
Yeah, right here in our backyard, and so going to be lots of opportunities. Drew McKissick has promised he will keep us informed, and as soon as the information becomes available for people here in upstate South Carolina to volunteer, we'll pass that on to you. Congressman William Timmons, always good to visit with you.
Joey, great to be with you. Talk to you next week, and have a great short week.
You too.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.